Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net audio podcast for Tuesday, December 6th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Great Joy. And actually, I want to share two scripture verses today, one from the Old Testament and the other from the New. Nehemiah 8, verse 10 declares, The joy of the Lord is your strength. And Luke 2, verse 10, a familiar Christmas passage, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Look around today, this week, this season. Do some people watching in a local mall or on the roadway. I suppose you will see a lot more impatience, stress, and inconsideration than deep and abiding joy. Recently, there was a story that told of the shoving and fighting that took place at a store. Greed was certainly at the heart of such actions. Nehemiah challenged the people of his time with the familiar words of our first scripture reference. This call to joy was in response to the people's weeping at the reading and their understanding of God's word. Nehemiah wanted them and us to realize the greatest source of joy is the Lord, and this joy will result in strength. The very heart of the gospel is the message from the angel to the shepherds expressed in the second verse. Just ponder the aspect of great joy these lowly shepherds received in the message of the gospel. This event had none of the normal trappings we associate with joy today. No flashy consumer goods, no big win at the lottery, no great buy at the mall. But it is the joy of an entirely different nature. This great joy is the result of the birth of Jesus. The angel's message went on to proclaim, Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This season, I urge you to remember the real source of great joy. Let us express that deep, abiding joy as a testimony of what Christ has done for us. You can be sure the world sure needs to see this great joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And may each one of us in our hearts certainly prepare him room today.
Jesus, the media is usually devoid of good news, but rather corruption, murder, greed, and bickering politicians are at the forefront of the daily news. How marvelous that a message, an announcement that was made by an angel some 2,000 years ago, would bring great joy not only for the people of that generation, but it continues to resound even to our generation and those that will follow. Your coming to earth brings great joy and provides eternal hope to all who believe on you. Today I will not walk under the cloud of bad news, but I will soar above the clouds because my steps are ordered by you, not by the news of the day. You are my strength, my hope, and my joy.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that today. We are a ministry known as DailyEncouragement.net. Our website is just that, DailyEncouragement.net, and since 1996, we have prepared these messages each weekday morning, although this podcast element just began a couple of months ago. Have a blessed day today, and remember today to keep Christ in Christmas, in your life. We use that phrase so often in a broader sense, but I preached this last Sunday in a church and reminded the people, it begins with us and a choice that we make. Stay faithful today and stay encouraged.